I'm back in the saddle again. Out where a friend is a friend.
America's favorite cowboy, Gene Autry.
I want to drink my java from an old tin can when the moon goes climbing high. I want to hear the song of a whippoorwill. I want to hear a coyote cry. I want to feel my saddle horse between my legs, riding him out on the range, just to kick him in the side, making sure he's stepping pride out on the Texas plains.
Each night in my dreams, somehow it seems I'm back where I belong. Just a country hick, back in the stick, back where I belong. This city life and city ways is driving me insane. I want to be again, to be free again, out on the Texas plain.
I want to drink my java from an old tin can when the moon goes climbing high. I want to hear the song of the whippoorwill. I want to hear a coyote cry. I want to feel my saddle horse between my legs, riding him out on the range. Just to kick him in the side, making sure he's stepping pride out on the Texas plain.
Well, thank you, and hi there, friends. Welcome once again to Melody Ranch. Well, sir, seems like everybody's here and everything's in order. Of course, we aren't too fussy about order around Melody Ranch. In fact, that's one of the things it makes our life so pleasant. And now, neighbors, here's a wonderful old tune that we recently dug out of our files and got all dressed up in a brand new suit. Hope you'll enjoy recalling it with us. Remember, my best to you, may your dreams come true, may old Father Time never be.
Mr. Artery, when's your birthday?
My birthday?
Yeah.
September 29th, 1930.
Huh?
Why?
Let's see now. That's on page 22. Here it is. It says here that today is your day of decision.
Oh? Well, what am I supposed to decide?
Well, I'll tell you, it might be nice if you decided to give me a raise.
You dreamer. Besides, tell me, since when did you start studying up on the stars?
Yeah, Buttram. Don't tell me you're superstitious.
Well, about some things I'm superstitious, yeah.
Well, what, for instance?
Well, I believe it's unlucky to sleep 13 in a bed. I never work any week that's got a Friday in it. And I'm a little bit funny about leaving the house on a rainy day.
Well, why? Don't tell me it's because your predominating sign don't correspond to the relationship between the sun and your horoscopic aspect.
No, I just don't happen to have an umbrella.
Well, today was a good day to have had one, Bud.
Yeah.
Just as I thought so. Why, I'll bet you don't even know what sign you were born under.
Are you kidding? I was born exactly midnight, smack dab between Capricorn and Taurus the Bull.
Well, that figures. You're half corn and half bull.
Yep, stepped right into that one, didn't I?
You sure did, Bud. Incidentally, Patrick, old boy, now speaking of the heavenly bodies,
yeah.
Did you know that the light from the moon travels to the earth at the rate of 186,000 miles a second?
Huh.
Now, isn't that remarkable?
Oh, I don't know. It's downhill all the way. By the way, speaking of the moon reminds me of something I want to ask you. My girlfriend's got a new car, and she wanted to take me out a little spin in the moonlight tonight to spoon around a little.
Oh? Well, now, Patrick, haven't you heard?
Haven't I heard what?
Old-fashioned spooning is a lost art.
Lost art, huh?
That's right.
You sure?
I'm positive.
In that case, step out of my way, brother, because I'm going to organize a searching party and find it tonight.
Go on, Miss Dorothy.
Cass County boys and gals, thanks a lot. You really did that up brown. And now, since once more it's storytelling time here at Melody Ranch, I thought I'd recall for you a yarn that happens to be one of my favorites. A yarn that all had its beginning one Monday morning, not too many years ago, in Sheriff Jim Dillon's office. Anyway, as I remember now, when I walked in, the good sheriff was sitting behind his desk, wearing his usual sour expression.
Well, don't just stand there. Sit down.
You know, Jim, if there's one thing in the world I like, it's a nice, cheery greeting.
And you can forget the sarcasm.
Oh, forgive me. I didn't mean to upset you.
Oh, it's not you that's upsetting me. It's just that... Well, I've got a doozer of a problem. Yet so far, I haven't been able to come up with a single right answer.
Well, I've had days like that myself, Jim. What seems to be the trouble?
5 robberies in just as many nights. That's what seems to be the trouble.
Oh?
And all, as far as I can determine, pulled by the same guy.
What makes you think that?
Oh, here, I'll show you. Here, you see this map?
Yeah, looks like Center Street.
It is Center Street, with every store shown and identified. You see here? Stacy's Drugstore, Wilson's Five and Dime, Carter's Fix-It Shop, Square Deal Hardware Store, and so on right down the street. Now, here's what I'm driving at. Every one of these 5 robberies to date has been nuisance stuff. Petty cash, cheap novelty stuff, trinkets and the like.
Go on.
Okay. Now, I've circled in red the 5 stores held up so far. Now, here's my hunch. Working on the pattern and relative location of the crimes up to now, there's only one logical place for the next robbery.
Johnson's Jewelry Store.
Exactly. All the other places are either too big or too tough to crack. As like I said before, it's just a hunch, but at least it's worth a try.
What have you got in mind?
Just this. You and I are going to hide out in the back room of Chauncey's shop tonight. Now, that way, if this guy is working through to form, we can nab him. That make any sense?
Up to now, it does. Let's wait and see what happens tonight.
I guess wrong, don't it?
Quiet.
Hmm? What's the matter?
I thought I heard something just then. Listen.
Get your gun ready.
Right.
We'll wait till he gets inside. Then you get the lights. I'll take care of him.
Check.
All right now, Gene. Okay, Mr. Regina. Well, I'll be... It's just a kid.
Let go. I'm 14. And keep your dirty hands off of me.
Wait a minute, Sonny. Wait a minute.
Keep your hands off of me.
Okay, kid. If that's the way you want it, that's the way it's going to be. Come on with me.
So I headed back to the ranch and started to go to bed. But I never made it. Somehow I couldn't stop thinking about that kid. Wondering how he had ever gotten himself into a mess like this one that he was in now. Matter of fact, I was still thinking about it early the next morning when the sun came up. So after I had some breakfast, I saddled up Champ and rode into town. When I got to the sheriff's office, he was just looking through a pile of stuff on his desk. The kid was sitting in a chair over in the corner.
Oh, hi, Gene. Come on in.
Thanks, Jim.
Grab a chair. I'll be with you in a minute. Yeah, now let's see. Where was I here? Oh, yeah. 4 electric clocks, 2 wristwatches, 6 cigarette lighters, 1 electric razor, and 1865 in cash. Now, are you sure that's all you stole?
I told you once it was. What do you want me to do, put it in writing?
Oh, don't worry. You'll have plenty of time for writing in the reform school.
Where'd you find the stuff, Sheriff?
In a shack he's been living in down by the tracks. Why?
Look, Jim, can I talk to you a minute? Alone?
Hmm? Oh, yeah. Sure thing. Yeah, come on. We can go outside in the hall.
Right.
And I wouldn't advise you to try any funny stuff, Sonny. You're in enough trouble as it is.
Don't worry. I'll be here when you get back.
Just make sure you are. Now then, what's on your mind?
Well, just this, Jim. Since that kid has no parents, I want you to release him to me in my custody.
What? Are you out of your mind?
Maybe. I've just got a hunch, that's all.
Oh, but Gene, that kid's bad through and through.
No kid's bad through and through, Jim. That's why I'm asking you to give me a chance with him. I'll assume all responsibility.
You'd do that?
I'd like to try.
You know, Gene Autry, you amaze me. What possible good you can see in that, Brad, I don't know. But there's one thing I do know. If you're willing to give your time and effort to try to make something of it, I'm certainly not going to stand in your way.
Then you approve?
I not only approve, I'll give you a medal if it works.
And so my little experiment began. Beginning that same day, I did all I could to make young Mike Carter feel at home. Gave him his own room, paid him a salary, even saw that he got a few small responsibilities. But it didn't work. After 2 weeks, he was just as tough and independent as he was the first day I saw him. Nice, Mike.
Yeah.
What are you thinking about, Mike?
Nothing.
Look, I gave you a chance once. Don't you think I deserve the same break?
So, you gave me a chance. That still don't mean I have to like it here, does it?
You haven't even tried.
I do my job.
Sure you do, son. But don't you see, that's not the point. They'd have given you a job at the reform school. I want you to feel that, well, that this is more than just a place to work.
Look, if I want a sermon, I'll go to church.
I'm not trying to preach you a sermon, son. But I would like to see you get out of that shell that you're all shut up in. Start taking a little interest in what goes on around here. Go see a show with the boys once in a while. Get to know them better. But most of all, get that chip off your shoulder. Because whether you know it or not, nobody's fighting.
Are you kidding?
All I ask is that you give my way a try. If it doesn't work, we'll forget the whole thing. How about it?
Okay, have it your way. Understand, you ain't talked me into nothing, but... Well, I'll do like you say.
Shake?
Shake.
Well, sir, believe it or not, from that moment on, it was all uphill. The change in Mike was amazing. In fact, he was a completely new and different kid. Anyway, about a month later, I guess it was, I decided to try the final test. I had $50 to be deposited at the bank one day, so I called Mike in, asked him if he'd mind taking it into town for me. Funny thing, from the way he looked at me, I guess he thought it was crazy. And maybe I was. But had to find out. If he was going to leave, that $50 would take him a long way. Finally, without batting an eye, he took it, and I sat back to wait. It was then 2 o'clock in the afternoon. The trip into town and back would take 2 hours at most. But when dinner time came and went, he still wasn't back. I began to think that maybe Sheriff Dillon was right. The kid was just plain bad all the way through. Anyway, I guess it was about midnight when I finally turned into bed. I didn't sleep, though. I still wasn't giving up. And then, I don't remember what time it was, I thought I heard a noise downstairs. Quietly, I put on my pants and headed for the front room. It was Mike.
I guess you thought I wasn't coming back, didn't you?
I was beginning to wonder a little.
I ran out on you.
Oh?
I don't know why I did it, but when I got to town with all that money, something happened inside me. So I bought a $2.60 train ticket and headed for Capital City.
Why'd you come back?
I don't know. I just got off the train at Silver Springs and walked back, that's all.
You sorry about it?
No. No, I'm just sorry for all the trouble I've caused you.
You haven't caused me any trouble, Mike. I'm proud of you.
Then you mean you're not sore at me? Even if I spent part of your dough for a railroad ticket?
On the contrary, son. That $2.60 is the best investment I ever made in my life. Fireplace here in the living room at Melody Ranch is one of the most beautiful bronze statues I've ever seen. It shows an Indian on horseback looking off into the sunset, his day's work done. And underneath is an inscription, the same inscription as the title of this next song. I'm weary and tired. Our work is all through, but we'll rest at the end of the trail. We'll stand by the fire where there's nothing to do. When we rest at the end of the trail, if we feel like roping, we'll hitch to a star. So just keep on loping, it's not very far. I'm weary and tired. Our work is all through, but we'll rest at the end of the trail.
If we feel like loping, we'll hit to a star. So just keep on loping, it's not very far.
We're weary and tired. Our work is all through, but we'll rest at the end of the trail.
And the end of the trail.
Well, good friends and neighbors, looks like that just about closes up shop for this current business. But we'll all be right back here at this very same stand, same time, same radio station. And now, this is Gene Autry asking you to keep thinking of us
until we're back in the saddle again. Out where a friend is a friend, where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowly Jensen wheat. I'm back in the saddle again, riding the range once more, holding my old 44, where you sleep out every night and the only law is right. Back in the saddle again.